Micro.
Megos.
I have to admit that when I first thought to look into organizations that support business in Bozeman, city sustainability didn't jump to mind. I assumed they were mostly concerned with the nuts and bolts of water conservation, maybe with installing solar panels somewhere. As you might have guessed, I was very much mistaken. That's because of the Bozeman Energy Project, a city initiative that helped one local business save 80% on their utility bill. When I heard that, my interest was as piqued as yours. So I paid a visit to City Hall, where I spoke with Heather Higginbotham-Davies and learned more about how businesses can benefit the environment while also benefiting their bottom lines.
Do you mind introducing yourself and telling us what it is that you do for the city?
Sure. My name is Heather Higginbotham-Davies, and I'm the Energy Conservation Technician for the city, which means I run our commercial and residential energy conservation programs.
And what are some of those programs?
So on the residential side, we have done a lot of different things. We've run energy saving competitions. We've done education. Right now, we're working on a series of handouts for simple, low-cost, no-cost efficiency improvements you can make to your home to help residents save money. And on the commercial side, we have the Bozeman Energy Project, which is an incentive program helping businesses implement energy efficiency projects by providing cash incentives to help lower the upfront costs of implementing those projects.
If you're wondering why the city of Bozeman is so concerned with sustainability, it's because they recognize that the region's unique access to natural and environmental resources is something valuable but threatened. That's why they wrote their first climate action plan in 2008 and followed it up with a community climate action plan in 2011. In fact, for the past year, the city has been working on a vulnerability assessment to determine the projected impacts of climate change on the community. And in 2019, there will be an update to the Climate Action Plan with new goals for greenhouse gas emissions reduction. But why should businesses be concerned with sustainable practices?
Well, the simple answer is because it will save them money. A lot of times, as businesses are operating, they're not looking at all of their operations and figuring out where they can be running things more efficiently, whether it's with equipment or personnel or anything like that, because business owners are oftentimes very busy with just the business of the day-to-day running of the business and not looking at how they can streamline their operations. And so we're trying to help them find really easy to implement low-cost solutions to reduce their energy use to help them save money on their utilities.
And what are some of the biggest places where companies end up losing money on their utilities?
Lighting is a big one. There is a lot of inefficient lighting that has been installed all over the world, but especially in commercial spaces. LED lighting used to be incredibly expensive and it didn't have great light quality, but that has changed tremendously over the last 10-15 years to where LED is now more cost effective than using traditional incandescent or halogen lights that have been the go-to in commercial spaces for a long time.
So that's the problem, or at least part of it. Inefficient lights are wasting energy and costing businesses money. But lighting retrofits and other sustainability projects can be costly. Enter the Bozeman Energy Project.
The Bozeman Energy Project was started in 2014, and that is a program where we work directly with businesses to help them access a free energy audit to understand what their energy use is currently, identify opportunities for efficiency savings, and then help prioritize which opportunities make the most sense cost effectively to implement. So if we're looking at a business that has an opportunity to either replace all their light bulbs with LEDs and have a payback of 16 months versus replacing all their windows and having a longer payback of 15 or 20 years, helping them really put numbers to those different projects and understand which ones make the most sense that are going to have a faster return on investment for them.
So can you explain to us how this whole program works? How do people get involved with it?
Sure. So we've tried to make it really simple. Businesses just have to become partners in the Bozeman Energy Project. There's a registration form on our website. It's a $50 one-time registration fee, and that money helps us with outreach and marketing, and we put together case studies of all the businesses that we've worked with throughout the Bozeman Energy Project, really just to brag about all the cool things that businesses are doing in our community. And then the incentive part of it, we offer anywhere between $500 and $2,500 in incentive funds for businesses to implement their projects, and that can cover up to a third of their out-of-pocket costs. So just say, for example, if a business was looking at a $7,500 lighting retrofit, then they would qualify for the max incentive of $2,500 for the city. So they would go through the process and apply for the project. And then when the project was completed, the city would reimburse them for that portion of their project costs.
What is that process like? For example, how long does it take for a business to express some interest to see some actual results going on?
It doesn't take too long. So the free audits are provided by our utility, Northwestern Energy. And if a business has not had an audit from Northwestern before, they can call Northwestern and have them come in and schedule an audit. It usually takes just a few hours. They're really good at not interrupting the day-to-day business happenings, so that if you have customers or anything on site, they're not going to get in the way of you running your business. But they come in and they do the audit, and then it takes a few weeks to get your report back. And then we look through the report and identify which projects your business is interested in. And then we can help them identify additional funding sources through grants or other partnerships that they might want to look at. And yeah, so we help businesses look through the recommendations and prioritize which ones make the most sense. And then when they're ready to implement a project, the paperwork with the city to apply for the incentive, we tried to keep it as simple as possible and make it so it's not time consuming. But usually after a business has completed a project, only takes a couple weeks to get an incentive check to help reimburse the upfront cost for that project.
And then what sort of interest have you been finding in the city for these projects? Have you been getting lots of interest, interest mainly from small businesses, big businesses, or is everyone sort of interested?
Yeah, we have quite a range of businesses that have gotten engaged with it. And it's not just any one industry or any business size. We have everything from a one-person operation all the way up to much bigger organizations like the Community Food Co-op that have implemented projects. We've worked with architecture firms and art galleries and restaurants and hardware stores, grocery stores, spas, any kind of business. Essentially, anybody that has operations that uses electricity will be eligible for our program as long as they're in the city limits.
And how many programs or projects have you completed so far?
So we've given out 11 incentives, and that included 15 different projects with those 11 businesses. So a couple businesses had multiple projects in their proposal. So one business had a solar and a lighting retrofit, and one business had water efficiency and two different energy efficiency projects within the same project that they completed. And so out of those 11 businesses, we have distributed almost $20,000 in incentive funds, and those businesses are saving on average almost $18,000 a year in their energy costs.
Ace Hardware, Altitude Gallery, the Community Food Co-op, the Lost Spa, Sola Cafe. That's a handful of the businesses that have worked with the Energy Project, and it's easy to see just how diverse the participants have been.
Do you get the sense that the businesses who are participating in this project are mostly engaging out of an interest to save money or out of a genuine concern for the environment?
I think it's really a mix of both. We've had a number of businesses that weren't aware of the city programs or anything that we were doing with regard to sustainability and were very excited to learn about it. And we've had businesses that try to follow everything that we do and just are naturally inclined to try and reduce their impacts every way possible.
And then what have been some of the successes of this project?
So the most common project that we have worked on has been LED lighting retrofits. As I was saying, the lighting technology has gotten so much better so quickly that LED projects are seeing very fast paybacks in retrofits. One of our businesses, their return on investment payback time was about 8 months. And so they completed their project in 2014. So they're 4 years into it. And so they've been saving 80% on their utility bill for the last 4 years after it took them 8 months to pay back the investment on that project. And they specifically said they would not have been able to move forward with that project had they not had the city funds. This was a very small business, and coming up with capital up front to do a lighting retrofit oftentimes just isn't really realistic for businesses when when they don't have that in their budget.
Just one last thing, if people want to learn more about the city sustainability programs, or in particular, if there's a business interested in partnering with the Bozeman Energy Project, how can people find out more?
All of our information is on our website at bozeman.net, and under the government tab, you can just click on sustainability, and that will take you to the Bozeman Energy Project. All of my contact information is on there. If anyone's interested in calling me directly, my phone number is 582-2370, and I can answer any questions about the program or look at some potential projects that businesses are considering. I think the biggest thing that I would like businesses to understand is that it's not as complicated or as expensive as it often seems, that there are resources out there that they can take advantage of to help them identify what projects make the most sense, help them with funding. And everybody's always busy, but the sooner you look at efficiency projects, the more money you're going to save on your utilities and also reducing your impact on emissions towards climate change.
I would like to thank the City of Bozeman, particularly the Public Library and Office of Economic Development, for giving me the opportunity to create this podcast. Additional thanks to Montana Campus Compact and to Gallatin Valley Community Radio for broadcasting the show. Tune your radios to KGVM 95.9 and give them a listen. Original music was provided by the benevolent Jeffrey Lackman, a friend. Feel free to leave a comment. I'd love to hear how you think we can make this better. Subscribe and you'll never miss an episode. And if you're an entrepreneur in the city of Bozeman, or you know an entrepreneur in these parts, let me know. Maybe your story can be the next we tell. I can be contacted by email at vista@bozeman.net. That's V-I-S-T-A @bozeman.net.